Good morning.
At a hearing in the State House the other day, lawmakers were looking for an answer to a very serious question. Is Texas running out of electricity? Kirk Watson is a Senate Democrat from Austin.
There's great concern about what happens during this summer.
The concern is that not enough power plants have been built to keep up with the thousands of people moving into the state every week and with the industries expanding here despite tough times elsewhere. Ken Medlock is an energy economist at Rice University.
There might be rolling blackouts, and that is a very real concern because, quite frankly, there might not be enough generation capacity.
But increasing that capacity is different in Texas. Many states add on charges to electric bills to subsidize the construction of new power plants. But Texas leaves it up to private industry to find a way to pay for them. A medium-sized plant can run $500 million, like the one we found churning out electricity in Chambers County. The Cedar Bayou plant near Galveston Bay is one of only a few Texas power plants expanded in the past several years. It's owned by NRG, one of the biggest power companies in the state.
It's being used. It provides electricity for 500,000 homes. So it's a very valuable part of the supply grid here in Texas.
John Reagan is president of NRG's Gulf Coast operations. At their offices in downtown Houston, I asked him if NRG could build new natural gas-powered generators like Cedar Bayou a few years ago, why aren't they building them today?
Our shareholders took the risk of that. We provided equity to build that plant. We did that when gas prices were much higher, which meant power prices were much higher. And therefore, at the time, it made economic sense to do so.
You couldn't do that today?
We could not do that today.
Reagan is talking about the price of natural gas, which has plummeted to less than a third of what it was a few years ago, taking down electricity prices with it. Texas regulators responded last month by dramatically raising the cap on what companies like NRG can sell power for on the wholesale market, a price that changes by the hour and can skyrocket during 100-degree days. It's during those peak demand times that happen on roughly 40 days a year that power companies can make the majority of their profits. Starting next month, that state-regulated peak wholesale price will jump 50% to $4,500 for a megawatt, which is enough to power hundreds of homes. By allowing even greater profits with the new higher peak price, the state hopes companies will start building new power plants. But NRG says it's not going to happen until the wholesale price is allowed to go even higher, thousands of dollars higher. It's a contention echoed by John Bick, a consultant in Dallas who used to work for one of the other big power generators, TXU.
The prices have to go up before you see any significant generation being built.
And they're not high enough as they currently stand.
Correct.
There's disagreement over what that'll mean to your bill. Some consumer groups say it could add hundreds of dollars a year to it, while others, including NRG's John Reagan, say it won't.
In general, industrials and residential customers will not be that impacted by what sounds like very high prices.
State regulators have indicated they are, in fact, willing to consider raising the wholesale price much further. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.